there! Language Arts Lady here with episode number 20 of 10 Minute Grammar. I'm Donna Riesch, your hostess, and hopefully your friend. I'm so glad to have you here learning about grammar and writing and homeschooling with me. So today's episode is going to be a little different. We're going to veer off of the grammar and even the writing track a little bit and go into some ideas for Valentine's Day. So I have three products that will specifically help make Valentine's Day as a family more special. One of them is February's freebie. So it will be up by in the next couple of days. It'll be up by February 1st as a freebie that you can get completely free just for signing up for our email list. You can get to that at Language Arts Lady Blog. And then the other two are a couple bucks. You download them, you know, use them however. But all of these things were things that we did without any product, so to speak. So I'm going to teach you kind of some ways that we use them before they were even actually made into products. So you can do these three tips today with your family for Valentine's Day, with or without the freebie and the other two couple dollar items. Alrighty, so here we go. The first one is the freebie, and it is called Keep Close Cards. And the Keep Close Cards are basically invitations to dates. And they are very purposeful. So you are telling the child, if you assuming it's mom to child or dad to child, you are telling the child that you want to stay close. You're going to do something special together to stay close. The cards say at the top, let's stay close or something like that. Let's keep close or something. And then it has lines for you to fill in, kind of like an invitation to do something together. And you know, every time we do something special with our kids, it shows our kids that we want to stay close to them. And these cards just really, really emphasize that and give you the opportunity to, you know, have right there on the card, let's stay close, let's keep close. When you do things with your child based on these date cards or whatever you want to call them, a couple of tips. We always recommend food, especially for preteens and teens, right? And you can do activity-related things like bowling or a movie or something like that, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be, A, expensive, and B, it also doesn't have to be something that is so activity-driven. So a balance, you know, between, you know, spending money, not spending money, also with activity driven versus less activity driven. So like the more activity driven things, like if you were to just meet at the theater, for example, if your child has his driver's license, you meet at the theater, you go to the movie, okay, that is very activity driven and it doesn't really give you the chance to talk and things like that. So, you know, some balance between that. You know, we like to do things with our kids where, you know, we were hiking or playing sports, playing basketball in the driveway with them, or, you know, taking them to lunch or taking them to ice cream or packing a picnic or you know, going to the zoo or something like that, where we would also have opportunity to talk. So be sure that you put that in there too. Now for your younger kids, you can just put something on there, you know, let's keep close, and then say, next week, let's go for Sundays. All right, and it can be very, you know, generic in that way, but something that your child loves, obviously. But with your older kids, it's much more difficult with schedules and things. So I much prefer at that point to find a date and time ahead of time and actually put it on the card so that it's not some kind of thing that's out there like let's go for Sunday sometime. And your teen, you know, you and your teens, your schedule doesn't jive with each other. And so then you end up not getting around to it or really far out. So for older kids, I would definitely try to get the date and the time ahead of time and put it on the card also. All right, so that is a great Valentine's Day thing. You can also use these cards in, you know, like a Valentine's Day gift or a Valentine's bag or something like that, where you can, you know, like put three cards in each child's bag with their favorite activity. So keep kids, keep close. This coupon is for one puzzle afternoon. This coupon is for one Taco Bell lunch just the two of us, this coupon is for. So in that way, you can use them for coupons also and give them as gifts, like in your Valentine's Day, whatever. Anyway, it's going to be free in February, the first 2 weeks of February. All right, the next one is called 52 Ways to Say TRIF. There's a long story behind all of this, but I wanted to come up with a word that would become famous. Okay, because somehow cool used to mean cold. It didn't mean like hip or, you know, in style or in vogue or whatever. Somebody came up with that. It actually came about, right, as words do. And I thought, well, I want to do the same thing with this word that I made up called TRIF. And I've used TRIF for 20 years, and I put it on kids' papers, and I put it on my own personal kids' notes and birthday cards and things like that. You know, your TRIF. And it is short for terrific, and it's spelled T-R-I-F-F. And many, many years ago, I had so many students promise me that at the end of the school year, that summer, they would make TRIF famous for me. So they said they would go to, when they went to camp, when they went to youth group, everywhere, they would spread this. I said, especially do it when you go to camps because there are people from all over at these camps. And so it can get spread around just like cool got spread around. Well, they even made a Facebook group for it. And it had like just my 50 or 60 or 70 students that year in the Facebook group. And it never did take off. And so nobody says TRIF but me. So I made a product called 52 Ways to Say TRIF. And TRIF, if you want to know the definition of it, is an adjective. It's a shortened version of terrific, used by cool parents to tell their kids how great they are. TRIF, right? Okay, so these are basically affirmation cards for your kids. They are colorful, they're unisex, so there's not like girly ones and boy or whatever. They're just, the borders are generic like polka dots and just lines and things like that, not anything girly or anything. They're primary colors, and they're, some of them are just line borders, and some are, have little stars, or some have little dots, but they're not like something that is only for younger kids or only for older kids. So they're not childish at all. They have a message at the top, so they might say something like, so glad that you proved honesty is the best policy, or so grateful for your help all the time, or, you know, your TRIF, or, you know, super proud of your study habits, your study habits, or whatever. There are 52 of them, right? So there are 52 messages, and the messages are at the top, and then there's blank space at the bottom for you to write a personal message. So, obviously, this, it's colorful, so you'd want to print it at home on your color printer. I want to say it's $2, but it might be $3. I forgot to look. But at any rate, it tells you a list of things, you know, that you can do with these also. But these are, you know, very great for your, lunchbox notes, for, you know, backpack notes, things like that. Just really fun opportunities to praise and affirm your children. Now, the difference between the Keep Close and the 52 Ways to Say TRIF, the Keep Close are date invitations. So you want to use those sparingly, right? You want to, you know, maybe every other week or once a month. You know, I know with my kids, we used to have Terrific Tuesdays where every afternoon a different child would get me for the afternoon. In the summer, we had a day away with mom where every child would get one day to do stuff with me all day, where whatever they wanted to do that wasn't over $20 back then. That's funny because now you could not do much at all for $20. So the Keep Close are actually invitations, you know, that you're going to create. And the Ways to Say TRIF are affirmation cards or praise cards or love notes, so to speak. So those can be used in a number of ways. Obviously, the 52 Ways to Say TRIF, you know, we used to leave them. We actually had some of these that we had bought. My kids would go crazy if they knew I said that for past participle. Anyway, that we had bought at a Christian bookstore or something like that. And we kept them, it was a tablet of them, and we kept a pen on them, and we kept them in our bathroom. And we would just write notes to our kids in the bathroom. So, you know, these can be used frequently, right? And especially some of them are specific to behaviors and character and activities, and you can definitely focus on those. Okay, and for, you know, for Valentine's Day, you could do something like you know, the 10 days of Valentine's Day, where you give one of these each day for 10 days to your kids and, you know, hang them up somewhere or something like that. You could let your kids choose from these one that they want to pick out to give a sibling a message. When we did Valentine's Day, we would do it after Valentine's Day, so everything was 75% off. Literally, we would go to the store and buy everything we needed for Valentine's Day a day or two afterwards. And then we would do different things like writing love notes to each other, writing words of affirmation to each other and stuff. So this would be something that you could use for that as well. All right, and finally we have Kids Faves. And this is something that was a freebie during December, and it's equally effective at Valentine's Day, Christmas time, just really any time. But it is a document that lists 35 different areas of favorites. So favorite sweet treat, favorite savory treat, favorite subject, favorite movie, favorite TV show, favorite song, favorite school supply, favorite salty snack, favorite gum, all kinds of things. And then I used to do this before I created this Kids Faves. I did it in a little flip index card set. Like I said, we did all these and then we created these products after we have done them, and so that other people could do the similar things but with the products already made. So we had a flip card and we called it the template. The kids still call it the template. And the template meant that if you didn't get your template filled in, they would have to give me all the things to put in. Back then they used to write it all out, then they sent it via email, then they sent it through text. It's so funny how technology has moved along with our 35 favorites. But they would, they had to have that filled out. If they didn't have the template filled out, we told them, and we still say this at Christmas time, we just said it this last Christmas, we told them that they were going to get a sack of sticks and a bag of rocks, I think is what my dad always used to say. So we told them, you know, that if you don't get your template done, you're not going to get anything. You're going to get a bag of rocks and a sack of sticks. And they always knew, you know, template means you got to put your candy on there. You got to put your gum on there, you know, all these kind of things. And then we would use that list all the time to work on what we wanted to get for our kids for Valentine's Day, Easter baskets, Christmas time. We, as the kids got older, we did that plastic wrap game, which is also at the Language Arts Lady blog. As we did that, then we would get a list of everybody's favorites, and then we would put those in the plastic wrap. And so then at the end of the plastic wrap game, they would trade each other for their favorites and stuff like that. Another great use for this for Valentine's Day is to fill it out together, or for any family night, is to have everybody have a copy of this, and they fill theirs out together, and you talk about it, and then they turn them in. So that's a really fun thing to do. It's also really great to use as a game. So if you filled it in privately, then you would take all of those, and then you could do some kind of question and answer kind of game. We've done that at Christmas before, where we passed out, where they had candy bags. They had to open the candy, and then they had to guess who it was supposed to go to based on who they think liked that the best. So anyway, just all kinds of ways to do these things that actually bring your family closer together, right? Bring parents closer to the kids. Also, if you haven't filled this in all together, you can use it throughout the year for dinner time conversations. You know how some kids are just like always love, you know, like two roses and a thorn or whatever, you know, or what is the other wording for that? Two roses and a thorn. Two things that were good that happened and one thing that was bad that happened that day or whatever. Or some people call it high-low. You tell a high, you tell a low. And some kids love that kind of thing, but some kids don't. I mean, I know our kids, as grown adults, they will come to a family get-together, a few of them, with these things on their computer that they found to talk about. And they're like, okay, if you could learn any one new skill right now as an adult, what would it be? And they got this from us doing this kind of thing all the time with them when they were younger. So then everybody goes around and talks about it, and everybody loves it because my family loves to talk. So anyway, but with this one, if they're all filled in, you could use them as dinner time conversations. So who do you think wrote down, Star Wars 1 as their favorite movie? And then you guess around the circle or whatever. Or like just out of the blue, a candy game like I just described, where you get everybody's favorite candy and put it in the middle of the dining room table for dinner, and then everybody has to guess which candy goes to which person. So many uses for all of these things that are just meant to unify our families, to keep families together, to help siblings get along and appreciate each other, and to help parents know their kids better and be there to talk and be a big part of their lives, even in a more intimate way, as you spend more time, more affirmations, and more favorites with them. So thank you for joining me. Next week, we will be back on the Grammar Trail. We are going to do 10 episodes of more in-depth look at the 10 parts of speech. So brush up on the first 10, which were episodes 1 through 10 of this 10-minute grammar, and you will be ready for next week when we go in-depth for each of those, again, with another layer, another level of grammar teaching. Thanks for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe.